This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
You're starring in the brand new Transformers movie, The Last Night.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, you knew that already, probably.
I've heard rumors.
Yes. When you were on set, were you like, oh, yeah.
It is kind of that experience where, like, every day there's something new that makes you realize exactly what you're doing. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm in Transformers.
That's so exciting. Was there one particular moment where you're like, oh, this is real, this is actually happening?
There was one moment where, you know, I'd like shoot this gun and I like fly back and I like just like land, and that was it made me realize that, oh yeah, this is my version of a stunt. It's nowhere near what the rest of these guys do, but just for me, just like jump, like flying back trying to catch this shot and just landing in the dirt, it was like really cool. It was really fun.
So is this like the first kind of big film you've done then?
Yeah,
in this kind of action way?
This is like the biggest that it doesn't get bigger than this, right? Yeah. I mean, as far as size and magnitude of a film, it doesn't get bigger than that. So it was really fun. It was really fun.
Have you seen the other one? I mean, you probably have to say yes, but had you seen the other ones before?
Yeah, I had. I actually had. Because they are so grand that you're kind of attracted to it. I always went to theaters to see it, because, just to experience it, because they look beautiful. And so I also saw the cartoon growing up as a kid, so pretty well versed in them.
So you kind of felt like a connection to them. You're like, I know what I'm doing here.
Yes, it felt really familiar.
Now, I should say, for the benefit of the UK people, you're a pretty big deal. Like, you've got your own sitcom. Like, you're doing really well for yourself now.
I'm no Jimmy Carr, but I'll do her.
As if you know who Jimmy Carr is.
I love Jimmy Carr.
Do you actually?
He's actually a friend of mine.
He's actually
a really... Yeah. Actually, while I was shooting Transformers in London, he had a birthday. I hung out with him for his birthday, went to his house. We got dinner.
Amazing.
So that wasn't just a...
That's brilliant. No, I think he was picking a comedian out of the air there. Oh.
No. Jimmy Carr, Reese James. I mean, I know a lot of these guys.
Man. Now, I do have a very quick game to play with you, if that's okay.
Let's play it.
Right, so I've got some Transformer trivia here.
Okay. Oh.
I need you to tell me whether what I'm going to tell you is true or false.
Okay.
I need to know whether you really did have that connection yourself.
Okay. Oh, man, this is going to be... I'm going to get them all wrong. I'm going to embarrass everybody.
I think you got this. Okay. First one. The Transformers animated movie was the last film that Orson Welles ever made. True or false?
False.
True.
What?
Yeah, he has a voice in it.
That was the last?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the last.
There you go. But you can use that in other interviews. Go and tell them.
Yeah, I'm going to tell. Yeah, that's amazing. That's true.
Okay, next one.
Wow.
There's a soldier in the US Army called Optimus Prime. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
That's also true? Yeah.
These facts are blowing my mind.
You're welcome.
That's amazing.
Feel free, put them in your pocket.
Surname Prime?
Yeah, he changed his name to Optimus Prime.
Okay.
Oh, he wasn't, he wasn't born. Yeah.
My first thought was like seeing a parent sign a birth certificate. and that's why I said false, because I was like, no.
Those nurses were like, are they
like,
really?
Okay, sure,
fine. Last fact, Optimus Prime is also the name of an 80s dance move.
True, that sounds very true.
It's false.
Get out of here. I got them all wrong.
I told you
I was going to get them all wrong.
I had faith in you genuinely.
That's a rule. Don't.
Well,
never have faith in me.
Oh, man. Well, next time I'll know not to have any faith in you.
Oh, Bex, what did I do?
Well, thank you so much for chatting to us, Jared. That
really
was awesome.
Thank you so much, man.
And good luck with the rest of the film.
Oh, thank you. Cool. Thank you very much.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.